athlete. Tonight we won't. Tonight we won't. We finish tonight because we start tonight the way we're going to finish. Fast, physical, and out of control. And the bottom line is, it's all 47.
Welcome, everyone, once again to a brand new show. This is the RF Sports Radio Show. You're on live with us right now. It is Friday, January 28th, and we got so much to talk about. We heavy missed you guys last night with the Mavs and Rockets game. We got a lot of interviews coming up from that. And our guest tonight, we have an exclusive with Mark Cuban. And you guys are not going to believe some of the stuff he has to say about 3D TV and sports in general and the whole 3D revolution. So we'll talk about that. We got to talk about Jeff Fisher. He's out as head coach at the Tennessee Titans. We'll talk about that. The NBA All-Star lineup is set. We'll talk about that also. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get the show started since we got started a little bit late today. Let me bring on my co-host, Royce, real quick. Royce, how you doing, man?
Rodney, how's it going? Wonderful Friday and the big D, man. Beautiful day.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. It's a great day today. People are starting to come into town for the Super Bowl. And we got so much stuff planned for you guys next week. We're going to have a whole lineup of Super Bowl shows from a guide of what to do and what not to do, where to go and what not to go, but also all the Super Bowl parties. We have some special guests lined up for next week, and it's going to be pretty much the only thing to listen to. The only thing you need to listen to next week is our show. Am I right, Russ?
That's right. That's it. We're going to have a lot of exclusives, the places to be seen at, places to go, places to not go. Parties, the eateries, the clubs, you name it.
You name it.
We got it all.
So let's go ahead and get everything started. If you guys listen to us live, we did get started kind of late, so they had a little technical difficulty. But you always know you can call in live, and Friday night's our biggest show for our call-ins. So give us a call at 323-927-2906. That's 323-927-2906. Give us a call so we can get you guys on as quick as possible. Let's go ahead and get to some of the top stories real quick. And a big story that we got going on right now is the Tiger Woods. We talked about this yesterday, him getting a start to his PGA Tour. He's playing in the Farmers Insurance Open. And a course that he really, really likes, the Torrey Pines course. That's the legendary course that he won the U.S. Open with the playoff of Rocco Mediate when he played on a messed up knee, leg, broken, torn, whatever you could do to a leg, he had it done and actually won the U.S. Open. And right now, Tiger is tied for 22nd. He is only about 5 shots off the lead, so that's big for Tiger. He's minus 6, and leader Bill Hawes is in the clubhouse at minus 11. And a couple other notable guys on the board, John Daly. John Daly's at minus 8. Anthony Kim is second at minus 9. I mean, Royce, this is shaping up to really be a who's who of the PGA Tour.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. To see John Daly and Anthony Kim, you know, he was hurt all last year. John Daly didn't make the cut on a lot of things. And, you know, of course, we know the year Tiger had. To see these guys come back and lead the field is just great. And for Tiger to shoot a bogey-free round was great. I don't remember the last time I've seen him shoot a bogey-free round.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. He had a great start, was minus 3 his first round. He had a 69 the first round, bogey-free, like Roy said. In the second round, he did a minus 3 as well. They had to rally right there at the end to get into contention. Now he's only 5 shots off the lead, which is nothing for Tiger going into the weekend. I'm glad he's just playing well. I've got something to watch this weekend, so I'm happy about that. And then another other golfers up in the leaderboard, Hunter Mayhem is at minus 8. John Daly, I mentioned him, Bubba Watson. Phil Mickelson is at minus eight. Even a young guy,
yeah.
Ricky Fowler, is at minus eight. So this is going to shape up to be a weekend. I know it's not the football. Of course, they have the Pro Bowl coming, but there's no, you know, Super Bowl till next week. But this might be the most watched event this weekend.
Oh, yeah, this week. You're absolutely right, Rodney. Because, like I said, it's the beginning of the season. It starts golf season.
Yes, yeah, so I'll be left to tune into that. I'll be looking for that. I'll be looking for that all weekend. I'll be watching Tiger tomorrow, and hopefully watching Wynn on Sunday. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. Let's jump into another huge topic that we got to touch on, Royce. The announcement yesterday about Jeff Fisher and the Titans are going to be splitting. He's not going to be coming back as the head coach. And we talked about when it first came down that. Vince Young was not going to be the quarterback anymore. We thought for sure Jeff Fisher was going to stay. Bud Adams, you know, Vince Young was his guy. They had a huge riff at the end of last season. Vince Young didn't finish the season with the team. He was sitting at home, and we all thought that Jeff Fisher was going to be the guy that stays, you know, if anybody stays. Well,
right.
They had a press conference today to try to get things hammered out, and Bud Adams said it was just time for a change. Now, in the 16 seasons that Jeff Fisher has been a head coach, Royce, he's only had six winning seasons out of 16.
Right.
I mean,
right.
do you think it's time for have a change there? I mean, he only had one Super Bowl appearance. And even Vince Young, for him to have the trouble with Vince Young as he has, I mean, Vince Young is a winning quarterback. He's got a winning record as a starter, two Pro Bowls. I mean, did Jeff Fisher, what's the whole reason why he's not going to be a coach next year?
Well, you know, right in the midway of the season, they talked about Jeff Fisher staying in Tennessee because of the record of the season that they were having. But you can't name one coach that's still in the league that's been there longer than he has, or even still there when he started. And he's been there 25 years. That's a long time for a coaching career, you know, with the same team. That's a long time. I mean, I don't think anybody ever get that milestone. But you got to give him credit for lasting 25 years. And it was time for a change. Same thing with Tom Landry. With Tom Landry had been with Dallas so long, it was time for a change. I think it was.
Yeah, it was different. And he mentioned that in his comments, Jeff Fisher said today that I've been coaching for 25 years and it's time. I need a break. I think timing-wise, this is a perfect opportunity to do this so the organization can move forward with their plan, and I'll move forward with whatever happens in the future. Now, my question to you, Royce, is, I mean, how long is Jeff Fisher out of the NFL? How long is he out of coaching?
Not long. I look for somebody. All these vacancies and coaches that got fired this year, somebody pick him up. I don't look for him to be out long. He might have left because he have a job somewhere else.
Well, that's always a possibility. I mean, this is the NFL, and with so much uncertainty going into the new season. We talked yesterday about the whole collective bargaining, not yesterday, but the day before, about the whole collective bargaining fiasco. So you never know. I mean, this is going to be a wild and crazy offseason and a wild and crazy season if we have one or whenever that season starts next year. But I don't think Jeff Fisher is going to be out of coaching very long. I know he can pretty much go where he wants to go at this point. And everyone's weighing in on it, in my opinion. Jeff Fisher, it was time for him to kind of move on, see what he could do. In the past three seasons, he had a 13-3 record, the best record. Then they go 8-8 the next season, and then they go to this year 6-10. So if any coach in the NFL, no matter how long you've been there, once that happens, I mean, it's time to kind of move on and part ways. And I'm so surprised that Bud Adams got rid of both guys. I thought he would at least keep one, but he decided to get rid of both. Let's move on to other top stories here in the sports world today. One I want to touch on real quick is about the Rangers and the Yankees. And all of our Rangers news is sponsored courtesy of RangersFanBlog.com. So go to RangersFanBlog.com. You can follow all the stories about the Rangers. And, of course, they're getting ready for spring training here pretty soon. But a story I found today, it was really interesting. I think everyone's going to get a kick out of this, but it seems like the Rangers – and the Yankees are already having a huge war of words, so to speak, between the two. And this all started with Chuck Greenberg and his comments that he made about Cliff Lee. They were trying to sign Cliff Lee all offseason to get something done. It was them and the Yankees going back and forth, and Cliff actually ended up going to Philadelphia. So what Chuck Greenberg said, and he said this on Sunday during the Fan Fest, he said, we didn't know specifically that Philadelphia was in on Cliff until the day he agreed to terms with Philly. He said, but all along we thought if a mystery team would come forward that there was a pretty good chance that it would be Philly. So they had an idea about it. Now, his comment was that he basically said they kept the negotiations up long enough that the Yankees could not get Cliff Lee. So he's trying to take credit for the Rangers, for the Yankees not being able to get Cliff Lee. And that's how this whole firestorm started, Royce. I mean, he made these comments out here, and the Yankees responded. But, you know, why even comment about a player that's not even on the team anymore?
Yeah, I think they blame the Rangers. But they should blame Cliff Lee. Everything was in his hands. And, you know, I think they were expecting to get him because he was supposed to go to the Rangers then to New York. And so they had to blame somebody. You know, they didn't get it. You know, they usually get what they want. I think they're just upset.
Yeah. And then, well, Yankees president Randy Levine did fire back in his only New York fashion as he could. But he came back strong and said, you know, he said basically Chuck is delusional. He said, I think Chuck is delusional. He's been running the Rangers for a few minutes and seems to believe he's master what everyone else is thinking. I think he should let Cliff Lee speak for himself. I'll be impressed when he demonstrates he can keep the Rangers off welfare. And what I mean is make them not a revenue-sharing recipient for 3 years in a row without taking financing from baseball or advance money from television networks. Then I'll be impressed. Those are some strong comments there, Royce. I mean, but
yeah,
he's got a point,
strong.
I guess.
Yeah, he did. And he's absolutely – he wasn't lying about none of it. You know, they were in bankruptcy, you know, just last year. And he's absolutely right. And like I said, this is only the first time they even been to the World Series. So you're talking about the Yankees and the Rangers, talking about two totally different organizations. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I thought the funniest part of that was the fact
right.
He said, I'll be impressed if he keeps them off of welfare.
Wow.
I mean, that's a strong comment right there.
Wow.
Strong comment right there.
That's a very strong comment. But they're not on welfare
course,
now.
No, not at all.
That's right.
Not at all.
But one thing about the Rangers, you know, they've always been in trouble. You know, even when they took that big contract with A-Rod and he left and they still were paying him even after he left, you know, and they get a lot of big contracts and with no results. So I think, you know, it's a lot to be said about all that, what he said. It's kind of true, you know, fact. But maybe they're on the right track now. Maybe financially they're stable and, you know, maybe the team is going to be in contention every year. So maybe it's a new era of dynasty for the Rangers. We'll see.
And again, everyone can follow this story, anything about the Rangers at rangersfanblog.com. Now, this has also trickled down to the players, and now they're weighing in now. Berkman,
yeah.
A guy they picked up, you know, from the Houston Astros, and now is a now he's actually a Ranger. Now he's a Yankee, I'm sorry. And he said, I feel like if they didn't re-sign Cliff Lee, that they were going to be an average team. And I feel that's probably what's going to end up happening. He says, it's all about your pitching. I feel like last year was one of those special years where you kind of catch lightning in a bottle and they got hot and they had some guys. And I felt like they were pitching better than their talent level. And consequently, they had a great year. So this is what he's saying. I mean, he's watched, he's been in baseball for a long time, and that's what he's saying, that, you know, it was just a one-time, one-trick pony type of thing. So today, C.J. Wilson, the Rangers pitcher, you know, talk about pitching, he was on the Ben and Skin show on ESPN 103 FM here in Dallas. He says, I think it's funny. He says, he was contemplating retirement, so I'm not going to take anything too seriously. I'm not going to get offended by anything he says. If that's a representative idea of what people around the league think, that's better for us because they're going to do the same thing and they're going to not take us seriously. And if we end up stumping through the playoffs again, everyone will be like, wow, what a bummer. So they're firing back. Now the players are involved. I mean, is this going to be it's always been a rivalry between these two teams because this was the only team that they had a chance to ever play in the playoffs and the team that always takes them out, you know. And they beat them this time in the playoffs this past year.
Right.
Is this going to be the new rivalry? Is this going to be our new rival now?
Well, you know, they've always played each other tough. You know, the Rangers have won some, but they couldn't get over that hump with the Yankees. Let's just hope the Rangers can back that up, and let's see. Bring it on. I'm excited. I like for them to build a game up like this. Keep talking. Make it a rivalry. It's always been a rivalry. Right. And the Rangers just need to come out and just show them who's the boss. You know,
just
kids on the block. Like, that's it. Just back it up. You know.
That's
and
it.
Let's just
that's
hope it's not a fluke.
To,
you know,
right.
But
yeah,
this team's always been in contention. You know, the last couple of years, we saw it get better and better every year. You know, the last couple of years. So they always were a play away from making it over that hump. And the elite could have been that factor, you know, this year. But we'll see next year. I'd say bring it on. Let's see what happens next year.
Yep, simple as that. That's all you have to do. The players have to play,
right.
and we'll see what happens.
Right.
But, of course, again, we want to make sure you guys know you can follow all your Rangers information at RangersFanBlog.com. Let's take a quick break real fast. We'll come back. We'll get into the NBA All-Star lineup and talk about that for a minute. And don't forget, later on the show, we have a special guest, Mark Cuban, and he'll be on, and he'll talk about some stuff about 3D TV, some stuff I really think you guys really need to hear. This is a exclusive for RF Sports Radio. So we'll be right back after this commercial. You're listening to RF Sports Radio, sports talk from a fan's perspective.
Calling all models, calling all actors,
all music artists,
calling all comedians and producers.
I got a question for you.
Have you been having trouble finding gigs, and not just gigs, but paid gigs? Well, if that's you, look no further.
Okay.
We've got the perfect solution for your problem. Go to WeBookGigs.info right now.
Okay.
Sign up and create your profile. And let me tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get updates about shows and paid gigs sent directly to your personal Twitter, Facebook, email, and your phone. Now, the best thing about WeBookGigs.info is it's absolutely no cost to sign up.
That.
So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. WeBookGigs.info right now.
Right now.
Hi, this is Pastor Monica Wallace. I want to personally invite you to Kingdom Encounter every Sunday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Encounter each and every Sunday at 5 p.m. Hear what the Kingdom has to offer you and have your own encounter. That's blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Encounter. Sundays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time with me, Pastor Monica Wallace, and may God bless you.
Tax time is coming, and you know you want your rapid refund as quick as possible. Call On Time Tax Services at 214-431-7853. That's 214-431-7853. Mention RF Sports Radio and get half off on your preparation fees. Call On Time Tax Services 214-431-7853 to get your rapid refund on time.
Super Bowl is coming. Don't miss the chance for your business, product, service, or website to reach thousands of sports fans from around the world that will be coming to our backyard in Dallas-Fort Worth. We have several Super Bowl shows and appearances planned for the biggest evening in sports. We have straight teams available to get your message in the hands of sports fans. Don't miss out on reduced advertising rates for more bang for your buck. Email rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. See you at the Super Bowl.
You're back with us live here at the RF Sports Radio Show. We're getting ready to get into some more talk. If you guys are listening to us online, make sure you give us a call at any time, 323-927-2906. Follow us online at rfsportsradio.com or twitter.com/rfsportsradio and stay up to date with everything we got going on. I got Royce, of course, on the show with me tonight, and we just got to talking about Tiger Woods. We talked about Jeff Fisher and the Rangers versus the Yankees. So let's get into a little NBA action real quick. The All-Star game lineups were announced. And let's go over who we got starting in the All-Star game. On the Eastern side of the ball, we've got guards Dwayne Wade and Derrick Rose are going to be starters. LeBron James in the three position, Amari Stoudemire playing the four, and Dwight Howard will play center. I guess no surprises with him. And then in the West, the starting lineup in the West is going to be Kobe Bryant, Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony, Kevin Durant getting the nod as the forward, and Yao Ming playing center. And that's going to be the question right here. Of course, the starting lineups in the NBA All-Star game are based on votes alone, and we all know how strong China is when it comes to the NBA. So Yao Ming gets a nod there. So that's where the whole subject right now is who's going to take Yao Ming's place in the center position. Let's start there real quick, Royce. Who do you think is going to be the guy that takes the center position from Yao Ming?
Wow, that's a good question, Rodney, in the West. Who do we have? You know, I'd like to see Tyson Chandler because, to me, in the West, he's been the most productive. He's the most exciting. I think, you know, he's got to be in the top three in the West. I like Tyson Chandler. What about you?
I like Tyson, too. I mean, as of late, he's had career-high games. He had 21, 19, and 21 last night against the Rockets. So he's had,
right,
like career games here, and offensively he's been great. But right now he's still averaging 9 points a game and 9 rebounds a game, and I think that's what's going to hurt him in the long run. In my opinion,
right,
I know the game's in L.A., but I think they'll definitely have Bynum as a center. I think he'll be the starting center, even though he only played a month. And they could, of course,
right,
slide Tim Duncan in there. Of course, Greg Popovich is going to be coaching the West, so they could slide him in there as well, too. So
we
that can happen.
Tim Duncan might not be a bad pick because the Spurs are leading everybody. They had the best record in the NBA, and you got to give them credit. You got to get the best team. You got to give one of the players from one of the best teams in the NBA. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Well, it's true.
At
and
least,
you got to have
one.
Yeah,
at least
right,
have one.
You
got to
have one. Yeah, you got to have at least one player from the best team on
the
roster. You got the coach there.
Right. Right. So whatever team had the best record at that time. And, you know, it used to be like that. And, you know, it wasn't so much a popularity contest, but they always picked somebody that was leading the division. You always had one player. You know, Tim Duncan might not be a bad. He's an all-star. We all know that. You know, but Tyson Chandler would be my second choice. I agree with that. What do you think about that?
Well, I like Tyson Chandler in that position. I just don't think he's going to get it. I know everyone's trying to get him in there.
Right.
But I just don't know
right.
if he'll even make the team at this point. But talk about the teams overall. I mean, you heard the East, Dwayne Wade, Derrick
oh, yeah.
Rose, LeBron James, Amari Stoudemire, Dwight Howard, and the West with Kobe Bryant, Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony, Kevin Durant in the center to be named. If you look at those rosters on paper, what team would you take if you had to start a team?
Man, I tell you, that's a hard pick. But I have to favor the East right now simply because of the center position in the West. You know, you're going to have to get somebody athletic to compete. We're talking about Dwight Howard, you know, and you're going to have somebody that's athletic and, you know what I mean, long, lean, and a shot blocker. So who other than Tyson Chandler? But as far as the matchup, wow, man, they're going to score at least 300 points again. It's probably the highest score. All-star game, man. I mean, can you see who's going to play defense?
Well,
I mean,
true.
You have nothing but shooters. You know, six guys can average 20 points.
Yeah,
think
easy.
About it. Yeah, we have seven guys off the bench averaging 20 points. It's going to be a high-scoring game, man.
Yeah, it's going to be
really
a good game. We'll talk a lot more about it as it gets closer. And I've got some interesting stuff about All-Star Weekend. We'll talk about that definitely as the time gets closer. But speaking of guys scoring in double figures and guys averaging a high point total, last night the Mavericks had 7 guys in double digits
right.
last night.
And
they pulled out the win against the Houston Rockets. They won 111-106. And they started out with a bang. I mean, they came out.
Oh, yeah.
They had
it was
a 25-point lead in the first half. I thought for sure it's going to be, you know, over with. And in the third quarter, you know, something happened in that third quarter. And Coach Carlisle talked about that last night. He talked about the stars that they have and also what happened in the game, especially in that third quarter. And this is Coach Carlisle after last night's game when the Mavs beat the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, I thought we played about three really good quarters of basketball and about one quarter, you know, of subpar basketball. So I'm glad we won. I think the other quarter of our game is upside, and we've got to get better with it. I don't have any excuses for it, except you know that they're a hard charging team that keeps coming at you, and you know we got to do a better job when they do. Simple as that.
Now you heard them talk exactly about what we said. I mean, they came out, you know, playing really, really great. It was about, like you said, three quarters of good basketball. That fourth quarter, they made a huge effort to get back in the game and take the lead. And J.J. Barea was huge last night. I mean, the whole thing with this team, with the fact they have these injuries from Caron Bella to Dirk limping around the court, and they make the trade for Pager, and Pager isn't playing yet. You know, all these players have to step up at this point, and you saw with seven players in double figures, everyone's having a chance to step up, especially J.J. Barea, Sean Marion stepping up. Everyone's having a pretty decent night last night, and he talked about just that, about players stepping up, and also about Dirk. I mean, Dirk is still not 100%, and he talked about that last night too.
Well, it's not going to be Dirk and Jed every night. It's not going to be Dirk, Jed, or Kidd every night. It's going to, you know, we have to have other guys do it. You know, during this period of the season so far, you know, we've had Stevenson step up with some big games. We've had, you know, Jed and Dirk have had their share. Kidd has had some monster games. But, you know, we have strong belief in the other guys. I mean, Barea has been a difference maker for us. You know, Tyson is getting more accustomed to the guys he's playing with, and he's, you know, he's getting more involved offensively, which is good. Yeah, I like some of the things Mahimi did tonight, you know. And Pavlovich was really good. I mean, I thought he defensively he was real solid, and he hit open shots, and he made some plays. So, look, we've got a really good team here, and you know, we just got to work at continuing to get better, and you know, in those situations when we can build big leads, you know, we want to try to add to them, and we didn't get that done tonight.
Do you think Tyson deserves to be an All-Star?
He'll get consideration. I would think he'll get some votes. We know what he means to us, and he's one of our All-Star guys for sure. But he's not going to make the team, I don't think. I just, you know, looking at the list of guys, I think it'd be great if he did. I don't think it's an impossibility, but I think it's going to be very difficult.
Are you sensing any frustration in other areas of Dirk's game because he's having trouble with his shot?
You know, I would have to talk to him about that. You know, right now he just – it's all about getting the right doses of minutes and just trying to work the conditioning back to where it needs to be. I mean, he's still hitting shots. I mean, when he misses one or two here or there that we're accustomed to him making every time, you know, everybody overreacts, you know. But I said this close to 2 weeks ago when he first came back. Other guys are going to have to pick him up for a while. And tonight, you know, Chandler, Barea were two guys that did that, Pavlovich. You know, we had other guys play solid games as well, and that's the way it's going to be. And I thought Marion, you know, did a lot of good things out there, and you know, he had key baskets and key plays around the ball when we were able to kind of answer some of their runs. So we're going to have to do this as a team, and you know Dirk was Superman for the first third of the season, and right now, you know, we're going to have to. We're going to have to be there for him.
And there was Coach Rick Carlisle talking about the players on the team having to step up, talked about Tyson Chandler and his all-star chances, and also Dirk and his injury and how he's going to have to come back. Now, Royce, you heard him talk about how important it is for every Mav to contribute at this time. And we saw that last night, but let me ask, in your opinion, how long can that last? And what do you think about, you know, some of the players stepping up, especially off the bench?
You know, Rodney, for weeks we talked about who's going to step up, you know, when Butler went down and Dirk went down. And we had nobody. Remember, they went on a losing streak. And for weeks we talked about this. And I guess it took the whole team to step up. And just imagine if these guys hadn't had seven guys in double figures, what the score would be. And you got to give credit to Houston, you know, and a lot of credit. They never gave up. And Houston's always been a scrappy team. They're a good team. They just had won a lot of games. But they always play the Mavericks rough. And thank God for J.J. Barrera last night because he really made an impact on that game. But
he took
the whole team to step up. It took the whole team to step up. You know, we talked about who's going to step up. And certain nights, certain players would do it, but it wasn't enough. You know, the win, they went on that losing streak. So it's good to see them. I just hope they keep it up.
Yeah, exactly. And J.J. Barrera, like you said, has been that guy that, you know, straight go-to guy, especially when it comes down into the fourth quarter. And I talked to J.J. last night about that. This is me talking to him about what you talked about, Royce, about him having to step up in the role he's been playing here lately.
There was a play, like, in the late in the fourth quarter. Y'all came out of timeout, and I guess you called your number on the play. You hit that shot to kind of put the lead out there. How big is it now that you're kind of like a go-to guy at the end?
It's amazing. It's awesome for my confidence. It's awesome for my game, and it's awesome to have trust in, like, the trust that they got on me, the coaches and the players. It's a good feeling.
So how does it feel now? I mean, you've always been pretty much a fan favorite, but it's kind of growing now, especially in the last couple of games.
Well, Sam's own, that has always been great. Always been great towards me, and I'm just glad to give him something so they could be more proud of me.
And he's right. J.J. Barrera's growing into a huge fan favorite. They chant him in the crowd. I mean, the way he's playing right now, Royce, he's got to be one of the better Mavericks on the team at this point. He's carrying the team a lot of time by itself. He did that in the fourth quarter last night, same way he did in the Clippers game also. I also talked to Tyson Chandler and asked him specifically about his offensive game. As I mentioned before, he's had three good games in a row, 21, 19, and 21 last night. He actually finished last night with 21 points, 15 rebounds, and was 11 for 12 from the free throw line, which is a great performance for a big man playing a five. So he talked last night about his offensive game and if he's going to start developing the offensive game a lot more.
You know, I started off with one. That was the only one. Now I'm up to, like, I think about five or six. So
did the rest of them in with a lob?
No, I got a couple little post-up looks and about three of them are lobs. Two of them are lobs, I think, and then a couple post-ups and then a jump shot. So we're well-rounded nowadays.
Is it fair to say, though, that the vast majority of your points don't come off plays called for you?
Yeah,
flow of the game?
I might score 6 points off plays. You know, other than that, it's just the flow of the game. I just try to get a feel of the game and, you know, where my looks are going to come from. But, you know, when the offense is consistent, I'm able to get more, you know, looks and opportunities, obviously, because I get a little more feel of the game. You know, I struggle when the offense is stagnant because then you can't read the flow and how it's going to go.
And he was talking about not being able to read the flow, just basically out there getting points. And you could tell he's getting rebounds after those 15 rebounds he had. He scored a lot of second-chance baskets. He's been so critical, so key for this team. I think he could be an all-star. I know Rick Carlisle says one thing, but I think he could be an all-star. I mean, the way he's been playing, especially as of late. So I talked to Mark Cuban about this exact thing and how he felt about Tyson being an all-star and what he's going to do to try to get Tyson in the all-star game.
Have an impact on the team and basically change the culture. So that's Tyson Chandler. He's probably done that as well as anybody in the league this year. Not only that, he's scoring. What's he averaging in the last few games? What percentage is he shooting? I mean, his stats, his impact, they all speak for himself.
Do you feel like there needs to be a true center on the West roster?
As long as his name is Tyson Chandler, yes. Yeah, I think him and Andrew Bynum are probably two best in the West, by far right now.
Bynum's played what, a month?
Yeah, but still, I mean.
No today?
What's that?
Maybe.
I think he's more of a four than a two center.
I know you got the AC net thing. And there was Mark Cuban talking about Tyson Chandler and the fact that he feels like Tyson and Andrew Bynum are the two of the best centers in the West. Royce, would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, Rodney. You know, we were picking on the playground, and Chris Paul was gone, and Dwight Howard was gone, your centers were gone, and these two guys were left. I'd take them for backups in a minute. And they've been playing at all-star caliber, so, you know, quite naturally candidates. And I believe J.J. Barrett could score on anybody in the league, and this guy is relentless. He's a tough cookie.
I agree with you.
They've been both playing like all-stars lately, so why not Tyson Chandler? He's been playing like one.
Yeah. And we got a chance to spend a little time with Dirk last night. He talked about not just Tyson Chandler being all-star, but also his injury as well, too. Listen to what he said about his injury and how he's trying to make himself back into all-star shape.
Well, it's not where it was, but it's getting better. I think I'm moving better again, especially in the first half. And then the second half, I get a little fatigued quick, but hey, I'm going to keep on fighting, and eventually I'll get there.
What's the biggest thing you're missing right now?
Yeah, just legs. Those legs in the wing in the second half, it's been rough. Keep on plugging and keep on doing some work on off days and hopefully get there soon.
You've never had to deal with anything like this before, so how are you dealing with it?
Yeah, well, I was never out for 3 weeks, really, so during the season, so that's the first time I'm kind of going through this period of trying to work my way back. I deal with it like everybody else, just taking it one game at a time and doing my work on off days and try to be ready.
And he says he's working all the time, trying to get better. But, Royce, you can see him out there on the court, physically limping around. I mean, what do you think about his injury and how he's progressing and coming back?
Well, you know, once Dirk gets healthy, I say by all-star break, you know, if they stay close and keep on the winning streak, and Dirk gets healthy and make a run, you know, that's when teams make the run. They break away from the crowd. They make their positions at the all-star break. So when Dirk comes back in this team and Tyson plays the way he plays and J.J. can get the minutes and points from the guys off the bench, you know, they're just as good as anybody else in the West. So I hope he does get healthy. I let him take his time, you know, and these guys keep stepping up. They'll be all right.
Yeah, I would agree with that point. And speaking of Mavs injuries, we know Dirk is trying to make his way back. He's been playing, trying to play through it. I did have a chance to speak with Caron Butler as well about his injury, and he told me last night that he's about 3.5 weeks away for getting on the court and start doing some exercising on the court, shooting baskets and trying to do drills. And if he's 3.5 weeks away, he's progressing pretty, pretty fast. He may even be ready by the playoff time, the timetable that he's on right now. I thought that was encouraging news for the Mavericks because if you think about it, with him back in the lineup and a healthy Peja Stojanović in the lineup as well, that could be a really good team. Now, that sounds like a really good team because you got Caron as a slasher and a jump shooter, creating shots, and Peja would be right there at that three-point line ready to shoot the ball whenever he's available. So I talked to Mark Cuban about Peja and how excited he is to kind of see this team finally get healthy and gel together.
I don't know when it'll be, but it'll be kind of a new sort of energy, and it'll be exciting for everybody. So I look forward to that day whenever it happens.
Yeah, I agree.
Did you have any time frame in mind when you got Peja, when he'd be ready?
Nope.
Wait to see.
Yep.
And he basically said, does he have a timetable in mind when he got Peja? He said no. But, Royce, how good could this team be if Caron makes it back by the playoffs, Peja's healthy, Dirk's healthy, and, of course, you got J.J. Barea playing the way he is and everyone else stepping up like Tyson Chandler. How good could this team be in the playoffs?
Well, you know, Rodney, before the injuries, this team was the best team in the West. You remember that? They were the best team before all these injuries happened. So if they get back healthy, they could be a real contender. The one thing they must do is beat San Antonio.
Yeah.
If they could stay close to San Antonio, they got a shot. But, I mean, they're incredible. But this team, you know, healthy, they're one of the best teams in the West.
Yeah, and he was And Cuban was definitely excited about last night, about the possibility of getting everybody back on the floor and having everyone, you know, fit in. And he doesn't want to make another trade, although he will, don't
right.
get me wrong. But he doesn't want to make a trade. He wants to keep the team that he has, and he likes the team. Even heard Coach Carlisle say how much he likes his team and thinks they're a good team too. And before we get into a commercial break, Dirk had an interesting point about Tyson going to the All-Star game. And I thought this was interesting too, but listen to what Dirk had to say on how he's helping Tyson Chandler get to the All-Star game.
We send this tape to every coach out, and I was all part of it. So, I mean, he's playing unbelievable. His rebound is finishing. But I'm proud of how he makes his free throws now, you know. When he first got in the league, I think he was like a 50% shooter if that, and now it's like his money is automatically 2 points when he gets to the line. So yeah, it's been fun to watch. He's been a great influence on his team from day one. This is positive energy, so really proud of the way he's competing and playing.
What was the gist of your message to the coaches?
Get his ass in. All right, I got the China NBA TV, baby.
And Dirk was joking about having to do China NBA TV. But you heard what he said. His whole message was to the coaches were, hey, get this guy in there. You know, get him in there immediately. But what does that say about Dirk and how he feels about Tyson being in there for him to take the time to put a tape together, send it to coaches, and lobby to try to get him in? What does that say about how important Tyson is and a good teammate
right.
like Dirk is?
Like, you know, Dirk obviously loves the guy, loves having him in Dallas. That takes a lot of pressure off of him. So why not campaign for the guy? He's been playing like an all-star, right? So that's pretty good of Dirk to do that. You know what I mean? Because I guess he has always been behind the other players. Remember Josh Howard, he was behind him. But to see him do that for him is a big, big thing, right? Real nice.
Yeah, I think so, too. I thought it was a big thing. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll play our interview that we did with our guest, Mark Cuban, our exclusive that we had for him, where he talks about a little bit of everything. But some real choice comments about 3D TV and how it's so overrated. Now, you guys got to hear this. We'll come right back. You listen to the RF Sports Radio Show, where it's sports talk from a fan's perspective.
Oh, yeah, the wait is finally over. The new release from Rifleman, Smoke in the City, available now. Album features Blowfly, Mayhem, Kenfo Jack, and the Grit Boys, with many, many other. Also features production from super producer none other than Big Chris. Available now in all of your favorite online retailers, iTunes, Amazon, Napster, Rhapsody, 7 Digital, eMusic, and every other major online retailer that you can think of. Don't wait, go pick up Smoke in the City now. It's
this is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. I'm here live with my good friend, CEO and creator of LawApps.com, Jared Rice. Why don't you let everyone know exactly what LawApps.com is?
Website so that people can access the site on mobile phones like smartphones, whether it be HTC, iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or Palm, or any Windows-based system.
So why does an attorney need LawApps.com?
Well, if you have a regular website and people are pulling it up on their mobile phone, obviously they can't see it. So if you don't have a mobilized version of your site, you're missing out on millions of customers. And, you know, for business, that's not a good thing, especially in 2011.
So what's the best way for people to get in contact with LawApps.com?
Go to our website at LawApps.com, and apps is spelled with a Z on the end, not an S. Or they can give us a call at our toll-free number, 1-888-974-6784. That's 1-888-974-6784.
And it's LawApps.com, LawApps.com. Get your law firm out of the dark ages.
Hi, this is Pastor Monica Wallace. I want to personally invite you to Kingdom Encounter every Sunday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Encounter each and every Sunday at 5 p.m. Hear what the Kingdom has to offer you and have your own encounter. That's blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Encounter. Sundays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time with me, Pastor Monica Wallace, and may God bless you.
Super Bowl is coming. Don't miss the chance for your business product, service, or website to reach thousands of sports fans from around the world that will be coming to our backyard in Dallas-Fort Worth. We have several Super Bowl shows and appearances planned for the biggest evening in sports. We have street teams available to get your message in the hands of sports fans. Don't miss out on reduced advertising rates for more bang for your buck. Email rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. See you at the Super Bowl.
Tax time is coming, and you know you want your rapid refund as quick as possible. Call On Time Tax Services at 214-431-7853. That's 214-431-7853. Mention RF Sports Radio and get half off on your preparation fees. Call On Time Tax Services, 214-431-7853, to get your rapid refund on time.
And we are back live, another edition of the RF Sports Radio Show. We've had so much going on tonight in our Friday night show. Everything from the Mavs versus Rockets, we talked about that. Jeff Fisher, the NBA All-Star Game, Rangers versus Yankees. And now we want to get to a quick little interview I did. I had a chance to speak with Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavs, also owner of ACNet. And he wanted to make sure I mentioned to everyone, he is throwing a Super Bowl party the Saturday before the Super Bowl. If you want to get in or you have a chance to get in, you have to follow Mark Cuban on Twitter or go to hcnet.com and get all the details about how to get into his party. And he wants everyone to know about that. It's going to be a victory park. Now, let's talk a little bit about the whole scene. And before the game, usually Mark is there. He's working out. That's why you hear all those machines in the background whenever you hear his audio. And he works harder than any other owner I know, a lot harder than some players on the team. He's working out, and he's answering questions. I had a chance to finally get him one-on-one. And the thing I wanted to ask him about, Royce, is the fact that Cuban, you know, he owns ACNet. He does a lot of AC programming. He has AC channels on cable, satellite, everything. He's a real technology type of guy, cutting edge. I wanted to get his opinion on 3D TV. 3D is like the new thing. You know, of course, we have several movies in 3D. They do very well, but it doesn't do that well at home, you know, when you're sitting in front of the TV. And with the whole sports thing now being pushed as a 3D event, they had the 3D broadcast, the NBA. They're going to be broadcasting the Super Bowl in 3D as well, too. Well, so I had to get his comments to find out from him, a technology guy like Mark Cuban, what he thought about 3D TV, especially in the home. And you guys are going to be surprised by some of the stuff he says. And this is our one-on-one with Mark Cuban exclusively on the RF Sports Radio Show.
I know you got the ACNet thing. I know you got the party coming up Saturday. You told me about that last time. What do you think about the whole 3D sports deal?
I think it's overrated. You think
so?
Yeah. It's just too much hassle to deal with the glasses.
True.
You know, you just, here we are leading up to the Super Bowl. If you had a single person ask about 3D, wonder about 3D,
right,
look forward to 3D,
right,
no. Yeah. The NBA did a game in 3D, and not one single person mentioned it to you,
yeah,
in any context at all.
Right.
That's all you need to know.
So do you think, I mean, you're pretty cutting edge. Do you think there ever will be just a 3D everything?
No.
I mean, I know it does well in the movies, but not so much on TV.
No. No, it's a unique experience that needs to be experienced. I think, if anything, it'll be non-sports content. You know, where movies, travel, girls in bikinis, you know?
Right.
Where, okay,
okay. You can sit around with your buddies and be stupid, but the game, you don't want to miss any of the game, and your glasses slip, you don't want to miss it.
Think about how many glasses you have to have for a Super Bowl party to watch
yeah.
the 3D.
Yeah, it's a hassle.
No, I don't think
so. Well, no. I think for movies, it'll work great. Even for sports and venues, it can work great.
Yeah, but not so much at home.
Not so much at home.
Yeah.
I think if there was going to be one sport where it works, it'd be wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, because you can stage it and make it look good.
Yeah, you're right.
So WWE probably has the best shot.
Yeah. And if you guys didn't hear it too well, he basically said it in so many words that the whole 3D TV thing is completely overrated, especially when it comes to sports. He says it's not a great idea. And the only sport that it will work for is wrestling. Since it's a stage event, they can make a huge production out of it. But I thought it was interesting because he's pretty cutting edge. I mean, he does a lot of stuff when it comes to broadcast, from HDNet to everything else. But, Royce, you mentioned this before. You think the whole 3D thing is overrated too, right?
Oh, yeah, right. You know, I take pride in going my entire life without glasses. I certainly don't want to put on a pair to watch TV. You know, that's my opinion. Like I said, the movies is one thing. But like I said, if you had a Super Bowl party, everybody has to have glasses. I mean, that's I got enough keeping up to with the remote, you know.
Right.
And there's no one trying to keep up everybody a pair of glasses. So I do think it's overrated. I'm happy with the HD. I mean, how can it get any better than that? I don't think 3D is the answer. I really don't.
Yeah.
So I got to agree with Mark Cuban on this one.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting when he said that he really thought the WWE would be best in 3D and how it doesn't translate to the whole home experience. But there's so much being made about 3D. They're broadcasting the Super Bowl in 3D, and I didn't know they did that last year in broadcasting in 3D.
Yeah, well,
and
who saw
no one talked about it. No one knew about it. I mean, why is there no, you know, why is there no nothing big going on about 3D? ESPN has a 3D channel, and I don't think anyone watches that.
Well, I only know of one channel that's in 3D on TV, and that's ESPN. And like I said, it's a fad. I don't think it's going to catch on. It's going to be like Beta and VHS, so it's not going to catch on. But and who knows what the future TV is going to be. You know, I may be wrong, but I got to agree with Mark Cuban on that. Nobody talks about it. I don't know anybody that owns the set. Do you? You know, so I think it's going to be a thing of the past. I really do.
Yeah. And I want to thank Mark Cuban for doing that. He didn't have to spend any time with me like that before the game, so I'm glad he did that and gave our show that exclusive. Make sure you guys follow Mark Cuban on Twitter if you need to find him. Go to our Twitter page at twitter.com/RFSportsRadio and find it there. Or go to DallasMavsBlog.com. You can read the interview with Mark Cuban verbatim, exactly what he said about this. So, We thank everyone for tuning in this week. We had a big week of shows. We had a lot of interviews. Go back and download all of our content on iTunes. Just go to iTunes and do a search for RF Sports Radio. Next week, just so you guys are reminded, we'll be doing special shows every day next week with the Super Bowl coming to town. We have a special Super Bowl guide show. So stay in contact with us at all times. Email us to rfsportsradio@gmail.com. Or go to our website, rfsportsradio.com, and stay in contact with us. We thank everyone for tuning in this week. We'll see you guys bright and early on Monday at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time for our live show. Thank everyone again, and we talk to you guys next week, and be safe.